K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Podcast 72, Danny LaRue. We are here and we are still...
Danny LaRue.
We're still doing the bingo calls.
Who's Danny LaRue?
I don't know.
Danny LaRusso?
Do you want me to tell you why it's Danny LaRue?
I'd
like the justification, the explanation,
yeah,
I should say.
Yeah, go for it.
Because rhymes with 72. That's what I'm reading.
But there's no reference to... So we could say 73, JaVale McGee.
Yeah.
And but he's actually a person.
Well, we're going to have... Is he?
Yeah.
We're going to have to start making up our own bingo calls if we still want to do it after 90, because my list stops at 90. Okay? So
okay.
It's up to you. And look, if you're not into the bingo calls, let us know in the feedback, in the descriptions. We've been starting to get a few comments now about what people think of the podcast.
But really?
Also,
got around my weight loss challenge.
Yeah, someone liked the weight loss challenge, so maybe we need to do a bit more of your weight loss chat.
Well, shout it. No, because that means I have to do more weight loss stuff.
We could no, get thanks. Scales in here, oh. And you could weigh in each podcast.
It's like a weekly sort of to hold you to account.
Just an update, because people are clearly enjoying
I'm not
how much you weigh.
I'm not signing up to that.
It could be fun.
It could be fun for you.
Maybe we do it next week. I'll bring scales in.
Yeah, all right.
And you'll
you bring them in.
All right, perfect. Done. Hey, look, big podcast to get through. Very soon, I'm going to tell you about what one dad did. And how he branded his body to remember his children. It's pretty ordinary.
Also, we've got a cafe that was in a bit of hot water for, I guess, underpaying their staff.
Right.
Got an interesting take on it, though.
All right, we'll talk about that, plus heaps more. Enjoy. Benny, what are your thoughts on tattoos to sort of remember your children? Like, you know... If you have a firstborn, some people get their handprints and footprints done. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I'm not sure where I stand on it, because my, I guess you'd call it my sister-in-law.
Yep.
She has one on her wrist of her first child.
Now, is it like the handprint sort of thing?
No, just her name was written.
Okay, yep.
But now the pressure is to get the other name, because she had a second child.
Oh, you got
to
do it.
So do you go underneath, or do you go on the other wrist banking you won't have any more kids?
But imagine if you end up having 15 kids.
It looks like a shopping list.
It does.
Yeah.
Hang on. I've got to get a Sarah. I've got to get a Lisa.
Makes Christmas shopping easier.
Oh.
Who have I bought for?
Tick. Yeah. Cross it off your arm. Yeah. Well, this is what Bobby Wilson. In the US, God. Washington, 33 years old. He thought it would be a nice gesture to get his children's names tattooed on his leg.
Yeah, okay.
Now, he's got six kids.
Brandine and...
Well, I'll go through the names
Cinnamon.
In a second. But what he's done is, not only has he got their names, but he's also got, like, poos next to their names.
Excuse me?
Because he calls them his little turds, his children. They're little turds.
Oh,
so
my God.
On his legs, he has literally got poos with the children's name.
Is it like theirs? Or is it just like a genuine...
No, it's just a
okay,
weird
just a
sort
standard
of... Have a look at the photo. It's great. There's corn, there's flies involved. It's very graphical. The 14-year-old Riley's got one. The 12-year-old Lillian, who's really not a fan of the tattoo. She says it's gross.
They kind of look like brown leaves.
Do you think? What, brown leaves with flies and corn?
Look at top left. Looks like a leaf.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're actually feces.
That's poo on his leg.
And he looks cool.
Yeah, an absolute legend.
Loving dad, I'm guessing.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Our 10-year-old Chase.
How many kids has he got?
Nine.
Did he get a tattoo of his own name?
No, his name's Bobby.
Yeah.
Chase is the 10-year-old.
Scroll down, big fella.
Oh, has he got a Bobby? Oh, no.
It's the biggest one of all.
Oh, no. Wow. How's this? He's actually got a couple. Apparently, his first tattoo...
He's got five kids.
...was a squirrel on his upper thigh reaching for something. What do squirrels normally play with? Yeah, that was his first tattoo.
Garden hoses?
No, they don't play with garden hoses. They're always eating nuts, the squirrels.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was his first tattoo, was
squirrel. Protect him for the winter.
This guy is just a loose unit.
Creative. We'll call him creative.
But surely you regret that. There has to be a time in your life where you just sort of like, when you're at the swimming pool, maybe the public swimming pool. Oh, no, someone's pooed in the pool. Oh, no, that's just Bobby Washington.
No, yeah.
That's just the kids' names
yeah.
on his leg.
Yeah, it's, those little turds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So weird.
Oh, my God. Andy, you would think, I guess this, you would think maybe this drops off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the search for Bunnings is going up and up. The company is booming at the moment.
You know, they tried to take it over to the UK and it was no good.
Really?
They tried to have Bunnings over in England, but it, for whatever reason, the English don't like it. Oh. They don't like the DIY...
hard yakka.
...sort of gear. No, not
well,
a fan.
That's kind of where I was going with it. So we know through isolation, a lot of people picked up like the DIY self-hobby projects.
Hey, I did. I did the back lawn.
The old home project.
The lawn back in March, yeah. That was. That was the first lockdown.
And I'm still currently doing my backyard.
Yeah.
So, but what's funny is that it doesn't seem like it was just a trend. I think we've really picked up some skills.
No, Bunnings...
And people want to keep going.
Bunnings was always strong. It's just now that your eyes are open to this whole different world, being like... Hang on, so there was a place where you can get literally everything and I don't need to go anywhere else.
Well, so I reckon I've always enjoyed a shop there, yeah. But I would say my eyes are open to what I can shop for. And I hate to make this sound like an ad, but it's just changed in perspective of, you know, previously it was gifts for my dad or my brothers.
Voucher. Very similar.
But yep. Now it's like, you know, a shovel here or a pickaxe there.
You need a fire pit.
I don't need a fire pit.
Yes, you do. I thought you were doing a fire pit in that
corner.
Well,
I'm thinking about it.
You've got to get a fire pit.
But what I was thinking was, are we now in a world that people just think they can do everything themselves?
It screams danger because you know I'm in the market to buy a house.
Yeah.
And I'm scared. Like, say I was buying your house, for example. Now, you think... You're a DIY expert. And I'm telling you, you're not. Now, if I was to buy your house, I would say there would be a thunderstorm. And
let's
within
not,
a week
whoa,
or
whoa,
so...
Let's not damage the reputation and integrity of my house.
Sorry. But let's just say, yeah, it wouldn't be a good look on someone who thinks they're a DIY expert, and they're really not.
What I'll say is this. I will put my hand up for one thing.
Okay, what have you done?
I lay tiles underneath my tap. So
Hang on. What?
Outside.
Oh,
outside.
I thought you like fully laid tiles and I was like, oh no.
I laid tiles and my partner was like, oh, why are you doing that? I'm like, you know, when you fill a bucket, yeah. You want somewhere to put it. You don't want to put it on grass.
Good call.
Did that. All went down swimmingly. The tiles are laid. It was actually quite level. All well and good.
Good stuff.
My brother came over to build a deck down the side of the house and I said, oh, come and have a look what I've done.
Check out my
tiles.
And
he said, Benny, where's the drain? And I said, what do you mean?
Well, you don't have a drain under the tap.
He goes, where's the water going to run? I'm like, in the bucket. Like, you fill a bucket. And he goes, yeah, but there's no drain for, like, the off runs or whatever. Like
where, overflow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's that going to go? And I was like,
oh, no.
Oh, what do I do? And he goes, those tiles are coming up.
Oh, mate. You
so,
are shocking.
Look, the DIY surge is okay, as long as you know what you're doing.
So straight down to Bunnings this afternoon. Going to get some... Plumbing?
My house is now a fixer-upper.
Benny, I love when Geelong people do great things. I love it when Geelong people are making the news, making headlines.
Absolutely.
And a 9-year-old girl from Geelong made the news throughout
the week. Geelong?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. What has she done?
Unfortunately, little Grace from Geelong, she was looking for a lizard in her backyard. And got nipped by a tiger snake.
Oh, my God.
A meter and a half tiger snake bit her on the foot.
Holy, whoa.
Yeah. Now, for a...
Where?
No, it just says she's from Geelong. I think it'd maybe be out in Bannockburn, perhaps. I'm speculating.
Yeah, well.
Just says Geelong. Meter and a half tiger snake. Huge. I'd be freaking out. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yep.
Grace, on the other hand, she didn't panic at all. All Aussie adventures. Up your swag, let's go. Remember Russell Coit?
Oh, do I ever. I'll put my hand up and admit, when I was a kid watching this show, I dead set thought it was a legit show.
Oh.
Like, I didn't know it was a satirical sort of take in the mickey.
Well, for whatever reason, he was literally taking the piss.
Absolutely. And we can say that.
But what he was doing actually worked because Grace remembered that he got bitten by a snake once while he was out in the bush.
Yeah.
And what he said you had to do was remain calm, immobilize the limb, and call 000.
Oh, my God.
And that's exactly what she did. She immobilized a limb, remained calm, called 000. Her mum came out to help. Now, this is such a remarkable story. It made news headlines. The following day, she got to have a chat with Russell Coit.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, this is so good, Rusty. Anyway, he was just saying, oh, hey, fantastic. So good to hear that you're doing well and that I've saved your life. He then went on to say, do you think perhaps your mum might want to nominate me for Australian of the Year? Now, mate, you're great, but just remember it's Grace, not Grace's mum. It's Grace that we're talking about.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I think I just
need, we put his name forward.
We just, well, yeah, we're going to do that. But I think just as a little refresher course, we all need to do our first aid refreshers. We get the box set of Russell Coit.
Not bad.
And watch it over the weekend.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Now, Andy, I've taken a bit of artistic license with this one.
Oh, no.
But a couple of days ago, YouTube reported having some technical difficulties. And around the world, users experienced a shutdown of YouTube's videos at around 10:45 Australian Eastern Digital Time?
Yeah, daylight. Oh, I got no idea.
What's AEDT?
Don't know. You're going to hate this. This is going to be something that will really frustrate you because I know you're a Spotify user.
I am.
I listen to music off YouTube and I deal with the ads at the start. Yeah.
But why don't you just listen to it on Spotify and deal with the ads in between?
No, because you can't select a single song on the unpremium, on the non-premium. Now, and do you want me to tell you the real catch?
Mm.
You can't lock your phone
while you're watching it
on YouTube.
Oh, that's gross.
It's so bad,
oh
but I love
God.
It. Keeps you on your toes.
Wow, who are you?
I'm wild.
No, you're tight.
Yeah, that as well.
Now, where I've taken my license with this story is that YouTube only plays videos. That's its job.
How do you screw that up? Did they get hacked?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but like, imagine you're the person in charge of keeping it online.
Oh, you've lost your job for sure.
You'd have to.
Now,
and I'm sure it's not as simple as one person keeping them online, but this is where I've gotten a bit creative with it.
How long were they offline for?
They were back online at 12:50. So,
what time did they go off at?
Huh?
What time did they go off?
10:45 a.m. So they're off for about two hours.
It's long enough.
2 hours where, what are we going to do? Like, there's nothing. You can hear teachers around the world just crying because they can't show a YouTube video to support their teaching.
No. I'm thinking the head office at YouTube, people just running around screaming.
I'm worried about the people that were still in isolation, in lockdown.
What do you do?
What would you be watching?
Oh, I'm sure there'd be other things to watch.
Like what?
Oh, you know, there's heaps of stuff to watch.
What other videos would you be watching online that's not on YouTube?
Oh, Netflix, of course.
Andy, I want to present this story to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see where your head goes. So a cafe in Western Australia has been slugged a $230,000 fine after being caught twice underpaying their staff. The first time in 2014.
Yep.
Or 2014-15, they underpaid their staff a total of $27,000.
Yeah, but it depends how many staff you've got on.
Like, 22 staff.
So
that's about $1,000 each.
That's maybe not that much.
And then, okay, well, let's take $1,000 out of your paycheck.
No, no, well, yeah, okay, keep going.
And just recently, they were underpaying 11 employees between October 2017 and April 2018, so about 6 month span.
Yep.
$5,000. So about $500 in 6 months.
So my first ever job,
yeah,
and we won't say the company, I was underpaid.
Oh,
so can. So when you'd go like have your birthday and you went up a year, your pay went up with it.
Yeah.
But I was away.
Why doesn't that happen when you're an adult?
I don't know.
That'd be nice.
Wouldn't it be good? You know? Go from $8.90 to $9.50 or
give
something.
Give you an extra 10 cents a week every time you have a birthday.
But I was away when my birthday was on. And for whatever reason, the owner didn't increase it. And I went for a year and a half at my 17 hour, like whatever rate it was. I was underpaid $1,500.
And did you get it back?
Got it back.
Oh, well, there you go. All good in the end.
Yeah, so everyone's happy.
But where does your mind go with that? So of all the information I presented to you, where does your mind go?
Honest mistake.
Honest mistake.
It happens.
Okay.
Although it happening twice, you sort of think tax evasion, possibly?
My thought goes somewhere different. So because obviously they're caught underpaying their staff, what had happened to you?
They just paid it back.
You paid it back.
Yeah.
And you'd think, you know, as much as we can't say, or there has to be a consequence, because then every boss would try it. And if they got caught, well, the worst case is that we just pay it back.
Yeah.
So you'd try it. So The penalty of $230,000.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And it's you know, for bosses to say, well, let's not underpay our staff because we don't want to have a fine like that. My question is, where does that money go?
Oh, when... Yeah, actually. So because, when the company pays $230,000,
because
who gets it?
If there is a company out there, which it does sound like there is, all they have to do is wait for someone to call them and say, hey, I think I'm getting underpaid. They then go in and say, you're underpaying them. Not only do you have to pay them back, but you can give us $100,000.
So who's
$200,000?
Who's the company that gets that money?
Well, it's the Fair Work Ombudsman. It's a government.
Yeah.
But it's like, what happens to that money? Where's that going?
That is dodgy.
You'd like ring the bell in the office going, we're getting paid!
We got another one! Mate, just like that, the podcast is done and dusted. As always, though, we love to do one of these.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
I will say one thing. Podcast 72, Danny LaRue, has really stuck in my head. So credit to you on that one.
Yeah.
Look, my Thought of the Week comes from food in general.
Oh, of course it does.
Well, when I was sipping a coffee the other day and I thought to myself, this obviously comes from coffee beans.
Mm.
Now, there would have been a point in time where no one knew what coffee beans would do. Like, why haven't we ground down, you know, kidney beans
and made coffee? Yeah!
Like, I know the aroma's great, but like, how did we get to a point from having beans? Like, you would pull, like, I imagine years and years ago, you would just be pulling food and just seeing what it was like.
This tastes all right.
But you would have picked up coffee beans and tried it and would have been disgusting.
Yeah.
Because you don't eat coffee beans.
But then who's the one to say, okay, what we need to do is grind it
and put it in hot water
and milk.
And then, what's this delicious flavour? And God, I've got some energy.
It's weird, isn't it?
I'd love to know.
Anyway, that's the Thought of the Week. See you guys.
Go back and listen to the old stuff. That's exactly right.
Listen to the old stuff.
We're on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. K-Rock, mate, don't gloss over the good stuff. But also,
we've gone international. They're not listening to us.
But if you're listening to us because, you know, maybe you missed the weekend show.
Yep.
But like we say, the podcast comes up every Monday. The new app will be on there next week.
We're limited edition, though. Only up for 6 weeks, so get them while they're hot.
Get it done.
See ya.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.